here comes a show.
All right, hello everybody. We're back with the Fast Break Podcast after the big dance episode. We're kind of coming back after, you know, the first 4 days of March Madness. Oh yeah, I forgot the hog. We're gonna start this episode off differently. Alex said he has a couple questions for me because we're waiting on Joey still.
So my first question that I'll ask you is, what team do you think has been the most impressive through two games?
Dude, there's a couple. I mean, obviously, Texas has to be up there.
Texas is up there.
And I don't want to say, like, I'll tell you which team I think shouldn't be in the Sweet 16. Fucking FAU.
Yeah.
Fuck those guys.
Y'all likes FAU now.
The fucking ref screwed him over. I had Memphis.
Yeah.
The Memphis.
I thought you were talking about the dunk. The dunk at the end.
Oh, no. I'm kind of questionable on that because, like, I've been on both ends of that where, like, the other team doesn't. And I've also been the guy that, like, steals the ball 5 seconds.
Dylan has been doing 360 dunks with no talent.
No, but, like, I'm, like, the type of guy that, like would steal the ball at the end of the game to be petty if, like, the other team was, like, a bunch of jerks. Like, I did that to OPRF. Like,
really?
Yeah, because I just was super petty. But, I mean, that's not what pissed me off. They shouldn't have even been there.
Right,
like, the refs screwed us over.
Totally agree.
And, that was one of the big hits, like, I remember the first two nights, I was really happy with my analysis, a lot of stuff. A couple games I got completely wrong,
right.
Okay? The Miami-Drake game. That game...
Well, I wouldn't say you got it completely wrong because it was a good close game.
No, I called Tucker. I said
Tucker was going to be
the guy.
And he wasn't at all.
And he just sucked. And he had two points. Isaiah Wong played like shit, too. They could have easily won that game.
Yeah, they totally could have.
What's another game? I mean, the Arizona-Princeton game... I said in the pod, that was the 2-15, the
you
2 versus 15, that was most likely to be upset. Like, the Colgate bullshit, like, I was calling it how I saw it.
Follow-up about the FAU. So, you know, everyone's mad about the FAU dunk thing?
I'm not even that, like...
I know you're not, but, like, a lot of people are upset about it. Do you think people would care? Like, if that happened against Duke, everyone would be like, what's his NIL store so I can go give this guy money? Like, I think it's the fact that it was against... fairly distance and makes people a lot
I mean,
more
yeah,
about
with
it.
Our pick'em, all of us picked, I think everybody knew that FAU was going to win.
Like, right. I mean, it was not a good matchup.
But then, yeah. And then FDU, like, we have a pick'em for, we're posting on our Twitter every day. Everybody in our pick'em picked FDU just because we wanted them
and
to
win. And
I knew FAU was going to win.
I picked FAU and I saw that no one else did. I was like, well, I can't
no,
be an
once
asshole.
I saw that Joey and Charlie take it, I was like, I have to ride. Like, we got to ride.
I shouldn't
have
listened. You never, I should have just picked FAU because I knew they were going to win.
Yeah.
I didn't think, I mean, it was closer than I thought it was going to be to give them credit.
Most impressive team other than that, though. I mean, Alabama's just looked like how they're supposed to look, which is just dominant. And then. Shit, I didn't watch both halves. I only watched the first half. But Xavier
on the Saturday to the day or Sunday, whatever day. Their first game, they're horrible. Whatever
the
game,
second
game, they were really good.
That Nunji dude.
Yeah,
he transferred from Iowa. My dad was talking about him. I was watching him. The dude's a beast. And
he's
then
good.
Also, wait, sorry. Obviously, UConn.
UConn's been
insane.
Impressive.
I said they would be in my Final Four, and I'm still sticking with it.
I'm impressed with Creighton actually a lot.
Yeah, like,
they won by double digits, I believe, both of them.
Well, I predicted that, like I said. I mean, Creighton's front court was just better than Baylor, and you were saying that they couldn't guard the other team's guards.
I mean, I think our front court is better than Baylor. No, Creighton does.
Who's ours?
Like a high school sophomore team is better than Baylor's. They don't have a front court.
Exactly.
It's just their three guards. But Creighton does totally struggle to defend guards. I mean, that was my analysis of them, and Terquavion Smith at like 28, I think, in the first round.
Terquavion Smith? Was on my all tournament team, and I still had him losing the first game. And honestly,
that was a good call.
That was a great pick because the dude balled out. He absolutely balled out, but his team lost, like I predicted. Like, it's just him on that team.
Yeah, and Jarkel.
That's NBA. Like, I could see him playing the league.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. How old is he?
I think he's a sophomore.
Okay, yeah, he's going late.
And then. My follow-up question to that is, what was you're only allowed to pick one. What was your best, like, call, like, something that you called?
Oh, shit. Can you pull up your phone, because we're recording this?
Yeah, what do you want me to, like, pick them or something?
Dude, I was going to go on a rant, because I fucking know ball. Like, you guys were hating on me. I wrote on my notes app, like, this entire rant. where it was like, I called this shit, I called this shit, I called this shit. I had all my picks. I remembered everything I said on the pod. I kept my receipts because I know ball. Here. No, not on the pick'em, because I was just going to say the official bracket, because I just remember from...
I think my
Can I just flex a little bit? Like, I did get my shit done. Like, I did predict San Diego State was going to be too physical, and their play style would match up against Charleston. I should have just kept my knowledge.
Okay, hold on. If we're going to rant, Charleston got so screwed.
Okay, yeah, but let's not act like every game was super physical. Like, they've been in the tournament, no, and that's a consistent thing. Every year, the tournament is much more physical.
Oh, Charleston got jobbed. Because they were down by three, or they were down by two, with, like, not much, under a minute left, and they called that foul on the three.
That I had practice, so
and he didn't even touch him. He, like, it wasn't even really all that close, I didn't think.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the shot clock, and then San Diego State would have had a chance to tie or win the game.
And then
so
I also
deserved a shot.
I also predicted the Maryland win, which you guys were fading.
I'm biased. I know. West Virginia.
You guys were fading that. I knew they would win. I said it was going to be super close. It was a 2-point game. Furman predicted that one. You guys were all like fucking hating on me, but they are a really good offense. Like, they were the team that, like, this one's the obvious one in my eyes. The Creighton game, that wasn't hard to pick. I mean, that was easy. And then Creighton beating Baylor, I also picked that. The Missouri-Utah State game, I got wrong.
I picked Missouri, and I was pretty confident in it, too.
I was bandwagoning off of all the stuff I heard about Utah State. Arizona-Princeton, I can't, like, I didn't predict it correctly, but I mean, I knew that it was going to be
super close. I did predict Arizona was not making it out of the first weekend. I thought they were going to lose in the second round, but I did pick that. I'm pretty happy with that one.
Then, for the East, I mean, I really shit the bed. I'm not going to lie.
I shit the bed everywhere. My pick's terrible.
I mean, you may have fucked up with Louisiana. I did not expect Tennessee to go to the Sweet 16.
I'm not too upset about the Louisiana thing, because that was a close game for a minute there when they went on that 13-0 run. I texted
you. No, I'm talking about they beat Duke. They beat Duke.
Oh, Tennessee. I don't think I've ever seen anyone hate Duke as much as Tennessee's center, Plavsich. Oh, my God. He was trying to kill Kyle Filipowski.
Kyle Filipowski
was flopping a little. He was just, like, elbowing him. Like, I hate Tennessee now. And I loved them earlier this year when they had Zakai Ziegler, because I'm a big fan of his. And now he's not even playing, so
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, fastest dude in the NBA. Jesus. That's the second car that's gone off, I swear.
Yeah, anyways. I don't know what the heck that was. I mean, they wanted to kill him. I don't know what Kyle Filipowski did. I think he killed his dog. Because that was, like... I've never seen anything like that. Because he comes out in the first play of the game. I think it was the first shot of the game. And Kyle Filipowski going for a rebound. The first two plays of the game. And he just decks him both times. And he's like smiling and looking at Rick Barnes, the Tennessee coach. And as if like...
Did you guys see that?
What just happened? That car just gets stolen?
That kid just jumped out of the car while it was moving.
And it was moving quite quickly too, wasn't it?
Dude, what the fuck is happening
today?
That was
really weird. I think we're about to get jumped.
Dude, every time we've been recording lately, something weird shit's been happening.
Yeah, we recorded at the Colt and that bicycle.
That's what it says on our Twitter. It says Dale Colthouse. All right.
Anyways, and so after he just bodied, like, borderline flagrant foul is Kyle Filipowski twice, he's looking at his coach and, like, smiling. Like, I think that was the game plan. Like, go out there and set a hard physical tone right away. I don't
like
care
the Kobe,
if you
like
foul.
Kobe in the Olympics.
Yes, just like that. Like, go out there and show them what's going to happen right away.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? I don't think I have any other great predictions. Oh, Kentucky. I said Kentucky would win.
You said Kentucky was going to your Elite Eight.
No, bullshit. I said Sweet 16. But what I said was that I thought Cason Wallace and Antonio Reeves would both step up. So in the first game, Cason Wallace didn't play very
Antonio
good.
Antonio Reeves sucked.
And then in the second game, Antonio Reeves was horrible and that they didn't win.
So your analysis wasn't good.
No, my answer was if they stepped up, they would win, and I thought they would step up. But, like, I was saying, if Kentucky loses, it'll be, like, Shiwei will do his thing, and he'll get all his rebounds and whatnot, but if one of them doesn't show up at all, then they're going to lose. I mean, it was a close game.
Dude, this,
if he played at all decent, they would have won.
We're going to do pick'em later in the week, because we're recording these segments, like, part by part. But, like, right now, I'm so on the fence for that Sweet 16 game with Kansas State, Michigan State, just because... Like, it's Tom Izzo in March, and he's got, like, a good squad, but, like, Kansas State just, like, if you see that video of them in the locker room before the game, when I saw that shit, I immediately knew they were going to win.
Jerome 10.
What is happening here?
This car's getting...
They're going reverse fully through the parking lot. What the fuck? It's, like, 9 a.m.
One
9
thing
p.m.
I will
on a
say is
random
with,
Monday.
With that win over Marquette, Tom Izzo now has the record for... most wins in March Madness with the lower seeded team, which I think is an impressive thing, I feel like.
Yeah.
That's a really, like, I've never really thought about that. But
and also, I'm so mad because you convinced me. I had MSU going to my Sweet 16, and then you convinced me to take
Marquette. They're not good. Like, I've seen, obviously, I've
yeah, been but Michigan it's like, these are, like, those are the, we have multiple basketball teams like Michigan State. Like,
but this team isn't, like, this might be one of the most infuriating, like, I don't like this team all that much. Damn. I just, like, not compared to, like, obviously, Cassius Winston and Denzel Valentine, like, were incredible. Both of them were, like, the best player in the Big Ten when they were there. And so those teams were incredible. Like, it's not that I don't like them. Like, they're just so frustrating. Like, the loss against Iowa, remember, you know what I'm talking about? They blew a 10-point lead in a minute. And what's even worse about that is I bet on them. I was doing double your money every day for as long as
you could. You lost it on
and
that?
And I started from 50 cents, and I was at $8. So I'd actually gone up, like, quite a bit. And I bet on that, and there's a minute and a half left, and they're down by 13.
That's like 3 days, dude. You were doing it
for... I was doing... But that's, like, pretty good, because I was betting on plus 100 odds every day. Okay. I was picking, like, something with plus 100 odds. So, and then I had them plus 2, I think. So then I go to turn the TV off, and there's a minute and a half left, and they're up by 13. I turn the TV off, and then I go to see if my bet has cashed, and I go and look at, like, the score app to see what the final was. And it's tied, and they're going to overtime.
Wait, oh, by the way.
And it was like...
Iowa has done that multiple times against you. They did against Michigan. And both times, when it went to OT, I knew it was going to hit. Except when it went to OT with Michigan, I had given PG, the senior, my chem class, I had given him the spread bet because he was a Michigan fan. I said, this is the game you take Michigan spread. So I bet he put in his parlay. Every other leg hit except that except one. And tomorrow,
like, oh, that's the worst when you give someone a pick and it doesn't hit.
No, he wasn't mad, but I just felt so like it. He wasn't even angry at me. I just felt so ashamed. He's like, that was such a bad beat, dude. That fucking sucks. Like,
yeah. So what else?
He would have cashed off, like, I think, like, $75 or something.
They've lost me money on several occasions this year, which is, well, are we gonna, I have a transition straight into the parlay thing now if we want to get to that.
Joe's not here though.
Can I give one of my picks? Just
yeah, you can give one of like, them right while now. What's gonna happen is we're gonna like each give a couple of ours and then, we're gonna each give a couple of our picks and then we're gonna vote as a group. So we're each gonna have our own parlay.
Right.
It has to be three guys. And then we're each gonna bet on like, maybe what two picks, and then we're going to make a surgical six.
Oh, that's fun.
For Sweet 16.
All right, so the pick I want to talk about is one of my good bets was Kansas State money line at plus 110. I don't know if Kansas State's going to win or not. I have no idea. But the odds are good, for one thing. And whenever my teams are playing in a big game, I always like to throw a little bit of money on the other team. Because then my team loses, but it's like, oh, I made $5, so that's nice.
For me,
plus 110 odds, I think, is really good for the higher seeded team.
I mean, I also have Kansas State money line. I don't remember what the odds were, but I like that game. But honestly, if I'm going to the, let's talk about the team that's disappointed us the most that still made it this far. For me,
let me look at the bracket.
Yeah, I need to check it out again. I'd have to say it'd probably be for me. Well, FAU, I just hope they lose.
I mean, same, but like they haven't not impressed me. They just like. They didn't have to play a real team. And no offense to FDU, but, like, they didn't have as tough of a second-round matchup as everyone else. Xavier really was bad in their first game.
Yeah, but the second game made me
fall in love. San Diego State.
Let's say the team that's, like, what team are you riding with? Like, if you could – oh, wait, you're a Michigan State fan, right. So that's your team. Me, I don't want to be, like, a bandwagon on the Princeton train.
They're a fun team, though. They shoot all those threes.
And that Caden Pierce kid. Right, but I've always loved Towson. Like, I remember I watched them last year in their conference tournament. I just thought that dude was a beast. And that's why I said they would have a chance, because they had the best player on the floor. What other teams?
If I had to ride with a team just from the other side of the bracket, like Michigan State would have to play to the championship. Actually, UConn's opponent next weekend, I like Arkansas a lot. Like, they're just fun. They have a lot of NBA talent.
I know. I just like UConn just because, like, I watched that. Were you there when we were at the, it was at Kate's house?
It might have been before.
It was right before, probably. We were going ballistic. This dude was, like, had, like, 30 second half points.
Jordan Hawkins, potentially.
No. It was the black big. I don't know.
It wasn't Jordan Hawkins.
And then after he's, like, getting all these putback dunks and shit and, like, just absolutely bodying their team, late in the shot clock, steps up and then fucking greens a three. I was just like, dude, this is crazy. Like, I'd commit if I had to deal with this shit.
I think I know we're not.
Maybe I'll root for Tennessee just because, like, they're such an asshole team that it's like
they suck.
I kind of like that. Like when I say that I go to, like,
I mean, they had me feeling bad for Duke. Like, I felt bad for Duke.
I mean, dude, that's the type of team you want to ride with. Like, I want San Diego State to win. Beat Bama so bad, and I have Bama winning my shit, but like I want San Diego State.
Probably my two least favorite teams, FAU and Tennessee, are playing each other. San Diego State's up there is one of my least favorites. That's here
for me though. I just don't want it so one seed wins this year. Like I want Houston gone. I want Bama out. I want it to be like Jesus. Like who the fuck's gonna win in the Elite Eight?
Imagine if like Houston loses and Alabama loses.
That would be a dream for me. Not because I hate either team. Well, Houston, I feel like if. Houston, like, should be an incredible team. Like, that's, like, a purist's, like, dream. Like, a super defensive team that maybe doesn't hit shots, but, like, they do, like, all the tough, gritty stuff. Dude, these kids are still here.
I think the West region with Gonzaga, UCLA, and then Arkansas, UConn is so, so, so good. Like, Gonzaga, UCLA, there's the Jalen Suggs. Like, they have history in March. The Jalen Suggs.
Who do you have in that game? Oh, wait, we can't do that yet.
But the Jalen Suggs half-court shot, the Adam Morrison game when he was crying on the floor, his last ever college game was against UCLA with, I think, Darren Collison was on UCLA that year. That's a fun one. And then Eric Musselman and Dan Hurley, like, as a coaching matchup is going to be really funny, I think, because they're both absolute psychopaths. So I really like the West region. That's definitely what I'm most looking forward to watching, aside from Michigan State.
I'm trying to think what else we could talk about because, I mean, we want to wait for Joe, but where the fuck is this kid?
He said, let's see. Let's review Joey's. Let's give him a call, maybe, on live.
Yeah.
Live call. I mean, let's just call him.
Dude, what the hell? This is so weird.
I'm not sure.
There's just kids, like, all around. I'll just give the commentary. Right now, we're in a Westmont Fitness parking lot recording this. I just got a workout done. And there's these kids that are just, like, wandering around this parking lot. And it's not even that big. Oh, shoot. That's true.
Oh, I have... Well, Joey's not going to answer. So, I have another question. Do you think... And I've only noticed this year, but do you think we've become kind of, like, desensitized to upsets?
Yes. Well...
I feel very strongly, like... Like, Princeton won their first game, and I was, like, surprised, but I wasn't like, holy shit, this is the most insane thing ever. FDU was a little...
No, but okay, here's the thing. The Princeton game didn't surprise me that much. One, past 2 years, a 15 seed is one. So it's not like it's, like, this
crazy
shit.
Which is insane.
But
like, that's wild. But two, 3 years in a row.
Two, nobody fucking had... If you had Arizona going far, I honestly think you're an idiot.
I knew they were
frauds. Because one... Arizona's tournament history is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
They are not a good tournament team. They've never been. And as much as everybody every year is like, oh, that doesn't matter for this year, it actually does. I mean, like, Marquette probably is a better team than MSU. But MSU just is like, when I think of MSU, I think of, like, better other than Middle Tennessee. But other than that,
Tony,
MSU.
Stop it.
MSU is like, I'm like, all right, they got a coach that knows how to win tournament games. Like, they're going to figure it out.
They're old.
Yeah, teams like Kentucky, I'm like you guys got upset last year by some bum school out of New Jersey.
I mean, last St. Peter's got up, or I mean, sorry. Virginia got upset by some bum school, and then what happened?
Hey, that's cool and all, but, like, those are two different...
So does this
the
mean-
programs are completely different if we're talking about those. Like, that's a one-and-done program versus a program that, like...
Virginia's
like, I respect Virginia's program.
I love Tony Bennett.
I think they have that player that chucked up the ball, ruined something.
Hey, Clark, if I ever see him, I'm going to shoot him.
I mean, I'm going to kiss him because he got my pick
right. I'm going to shoot him if I ever see him.
Did you bet on Virginia?
I picked Virginia, and a lot of my friends picked Furman, and my bracket is totally dead now. Joey says he's on his way 1 second. But my bracket's totally dead now, but that was the second game, and my bracket plays with upset points, so, like, I was just in a hole from the jump and never was, like, above, like, 9th or 10th place just from that game. And what I hate about that is, like, also, yeah, like, that game, like, Furman beat Virginia. I know Furman was a popular upset pick, but, like, no one was like, holy fuck, Virginia just lost.
No, because Virginia is, okay, for a 4 seed, Virginia was just not that good. Like, also, here's another thing about this year. This is one, like, most years there's, like, a consensus, like, this is the team. Like, they're going to fucking kill everybody. This year, Everybody is so close. Virginia is a 4 seed. They are just not that good. Yeah, okay?
I agree.
San Diego State. Nobody likes San Diego State.
I fucking hate San Diego.
They're not that good either. But they're just super gritty, and then you got the 5 seed. Houston, most years, would not even get a top 2 bid.
Yeah.
Like, if this was, like, a regular year...
I don't know about that.
I mean...
31-3.
If we're talking about that year conference. Where Baylor blew the shit out of fucking... out of the Zags, they're not getting a 1 seed bid that year.
Yeah,
they're not.
Probably not. Probably not.
And also, Houston didn't even win their own tournament. And they're in the AAC or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Like, they're not that, like... They've got some suspect stuff. Obviously, I know there's been injury stuff going on, mm-hmm, which
yeah,
definitely hurts.
Injured.
But, like, if we're just looking at it, like, straight up, like, if they play tomorrow, how would they play? I think they're going to have some trouble with Isaiah Wong in them. Not just because Isaiah Wong and them are good.
That's Wong pick! I'm going to keep saying it till I'm right. They're going to win, like, the whole
no,
thing.
No, but
now.
That, by one of our fans, I mean, Josh Pollitt, one of our big fans, we had to retweet that after the Fairleigh Dickinson game.
Oh,
if Miami wins, that'll be an all-time tweet, and we'll bring on Josh Pollitt onto the pod.
He did have an all-time tweet about, he said FDU is a lock and something else.
And Miami's going to win the tournament.
Yeah, was ridiculous.
How about this? If Miami gets to the Final Four, we'll bring Josh Pollitt on the episode. We will interview
Josh Pollitt.
He's a beast. I mean, I've talked to him firsthand. He's we would like some not betting advice. Betting advice.
No profile picture.
Yeah, no profile picture.
Going back to Virginia, though, I see a lot of people like seeing Virginia lose this game, being like, Tony Bennett had one championship run other than that. He sucks. But like, what did Tony Bennett do? He coached them to a win. And Kihei Clark quite literally threw the game.
Also,
I don't know what he could have done.
Also, if you're looking at that game, nobody's talking about their roster. Their roster sucks. And obviously, it goes on the coach. We can go back to the Patrick Ewing debate where I remember I was saying, they just suck at shooting. This team was not good. Like, they were put in.
Yeah.
They were all defense. And if your team depends on your defense, that means it is the coach that's, like, leading
mm-hmm.
your team.
Yeah.
It's not anybody else. Because most Virginia teams that were successful had, like, one guy that was, like, a really good, tough shot maker. Because, I mean, he specializes in defense in the 2-3. And this year, they didn't have that. I didn't think they were that special. They didn't have any beasts. Like, they didn't have it in the Kansas State coach. They didn't have any dudes.
They didn't have any dudes. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't see how you chalk the loss up to him not coaching well. And some people are going to say, like, well, he shouldn't have put himself in a position to only be up by 2.
And have a timeout.
Right. And
have the ball.
Right. Like, he put his team in a position where the game was not just winnable. The game was all but won. Like, Kihei Clark just calls
his
timeout.
Wasn't that a senior, too? Like,
Kihei Clark, yeah, I think
he's
he
like
was.
An older, he was on the...
If he just calls his timeout, makes one free throw, it's game, not game over. They still could have hit a shot, but...
If they called timeout, it is game over.
Like,
there's only 2 seconds left.
Memphis's turnover, which I want to talk about the refs in that game, too.
I didn't get to watch any of that game.
Memphis's turnover, you know, the pass that he threw away, kind of? That pass was bad, but you could see, like, what he was thinking. I have no idea what Kihei Clark's idea was.
I actually do. I do.
Throw the ball up.
So there was
time?
A guy running down the court. I saw it in a different angle.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like,
court.
Do you
like
remember?
Way down court. Though.
Okay, yeah, okay. That's why he chucked it up so much. Also, if you think about it, there's the clock's running. If you chuck the
right,
ball
but
high enough
left,
in the air.
Yeah, but there's 8 seconds left when he did that.
There
I
was
saw
eight?
Someone say that, oh. Like, oh, he was just trying. I was like, well, there's 8 seconds left. That's way too much time.
I know, but maybe he was just trying to get a jump ball. Like, I'm just saying, like, if we're comparing this to the NFL, there were a couple years ago, like, when the Bills weren't, like, considered a powerhouse. It was, like, wild card game, I think, Bills versus Texans. Josh Allen throws, like, a fucking lateral, and it almost, like... just kills their season. They did lose eventually, I'm pretty sure. But, like, it was super dangerous pass. And he goes, yeah, probably wasn't a great decision, but if he catches it, he's still running to the end zone right now. Like, it's a big go-home. Like, that could have went...
You have to know your own limits. Like, he didn't even get close to him. Like,
yeah.
There was a guy open, but mm-hmm. he didn't even get within 10 feet of it. And then also, mm-hmm. if... You know the play where the guy... This is in the NBA, where someone... I don't remember what team it was against, but someone threw the ball up in the air trying to waste time, and the guy in Toronto catches it and flips it up. If you're going to do that, you might as well just throw it as far as you can into, like, row 300, and so that no one's catching it. Like, just let it fly in the opposite direction so you can't have what happened happen.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, ignoring all of that, he should have just called a timeout. That's the... Like, that's what he should have done. He had a timeout. I mean, maybe he doesn't want to be Chris Webber. Maybe he didn't know. But you have to... I feel like you have to know in that situation. Like, mm-hmm. just call your timeout. Like, and then you're in the... They might be in the Sweet 16 right now, because I feel like San Diego State's not a terrible matchup for them.
No, I think the thing is, with San Diego State, like, I was listening to the radio of the Furman-San Diego State game, and from the radio, it sounded like Furman was just so rattled
by how they got dominated.
Like, the San Diego State defense, I already knew it was because I watched their tape, but, like, it is really intense. It's all up in your face. It's super uncomfortable, and it's just, like, it can get under your skin.
Yeah.
Like, and when you're not hitting shots.
Totally. I'd be pissed off.
And it's not like, it's just, like, when they're feeling good. It's all the time, and it's consistent.
It's not like Tennessee where they accidentally play good defense. Although, against Duke, it looked like they were actually playing good defense. But against
Louisiana, it was because they got their puppies killed, in your words.
Against Louisiana, they did play good defense, like, most of the game, and then Louisiana goes on a 13-0 run in 2 minutes, and it's like, well, what the hell was that? Like, where's this incredible defense that I've been hearing all about? I wish Tennessee and FAU, I wish nobody could win that game. Because those are my two of my least favorite teams right now. Although, Jonnell Davis is exciting on FAU.
I haven't made my decision on who I'm going to pick yet. I've done enough, like, research
into
it.
They're still here. Those people. God. Where is Joe? That's what I gotta ask. Because
I mean, if he's not here,
we're getting into the draft without
him. Yeah, if he's not,
the draft is more exciting with three people.
I mean, yeah, but if he's not here in 5 minutes, that's my time. We'll just finish it off. Do you have like any last question we can go off on?
Who is your pick to win it all right now?
Win it all. I feel like when people make brackets and stuff, they predict their bracket. And then they see what happens, and even if their picks are right, they start to, like, get nervous about their decisions. And my Sweet 16 picks, like, I knew that, like, MSU and Kansas State would look good. I knew all these teams would look good, but I predicted back then that Alabama would win, and I think you just got to stick with your pick. Like, you got to ride it.
You didn't mention MSU as a team that looks good. I feel like they've looked very good. They won both
I haven't been able to watch... okay, it's nothing against MSU. I haven't been able to watch enough. Like, So I missed the Marquette game completely because I had a 3-hour practice on Sunday, which just fucking sucked. Like, I just couldn't, like, watch. I was pissed, but gotta do what you gotta do.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
All
right. I'm filling out a second chance bracket right now on ESPN.
Oh, wait. That's a thing?
Yeah, it's just like you pick the current games that are left. Well,
okay.
We could do it live, but then we'd be picking the games as well.
Yeah. Dude. We'll finish off this segment. Just lock it. These kids are just screaming. Oh, they're doing senior assassins, I think. Oh, that's what it was about.
They got senior assassinated. That's why there was so much chaos.
Oh, my gosh.
That makes total sense.
That kid definitely got baited, too, because he thought those girls were into him. You could tell.
I'd feel bad.
No, I kind of like that. That kid's... Why would you just keep hanging out? Like, were they just...
I don't know what... That was kind of funny. That makes so much sense. That's why there are people jumping.
All right, guys. So, the underlining plot of this while we were doing this was there was a senior assassin war going on in the parking lot of our Westmont Fitness. Is that Joey?
Hopefully.
Oh, that is Joey for sure.
That car is moving.
Yeah, well, that sounds like Joey. I've almost died in that car. All right. We will see you back in, you know, in a quick
no
second.
No time for you, a couple minutes for us.
Yeah. Goodbye. All right, we're back. We're honking the horn every second now. Joey's in the car now. Joey, how you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm doing all right.
All right, so, I mean, the elephant in the room right now, we haven't even mentioned it, is Colgate.
Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about it at all.
They didn't even cover. They didn't even cover spread. So, Joe, like...
It was the referees. It always is the referees.
So, I told Joey today...
No, actually...
When I was dropping him off, I told him, Joey, I want you to prepare a monologue. So, I'm going to now... We're going to give Joey... I'll put a minute on the clock, and you just got to fill some time.
Okay, well, Colgate, they shouldn't play to their identity. It's honestly a shameful performance.
Oh?
And I'm honestly questioning my whole Colgate fandom after this game. Their coach might leave. They didn't... In their biggest game of the season, they abandoned their whole identity. And they just went to shit, and they didn't play their offense well, they didn't shoot many threes, they didn't shoot the three ball well, and they lost the three ball battle by so much, which is, they're supposed to be the best at in the nation, and I'm honestly disappointed. Serge Jabari Rice turned into Klay Thompson.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it was just ridiculous.
You still have time.
Yeah, you got 20 seconds.
So, hey Jack, how are you doing?
I do have one thing to say about Colgate.
Wait, can I say another thing? So, Nelly Cummings
transferred. I was just saying, Nelly Cummings represented Colgate well in the tournament.
That's no, he played like shit from what I watched.
What?
Well, I watched him miss three shots and have like four turnovers.
That counts as a Colgate tournament win.
It does.
Really?
Yeah. Hang the banners up.
You can't even. None of your guys can even make the Sweet 16, but it's a tourney win.
Hang the banners up.
Yeah, you guys played against the worst team in March Madness history.
What
would that be?
Iowa State.
Oh. Pitt. Pitt is not you guys. We are not.
I thought
Pitt.
You were talking about Texas.
Gonna say who? What the hell?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Oh, I mean, Texas, I mean, obviously they're going to win. But now I get two corn dogs and Alex gets some fries, so.
Oh, I do get fries, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, fuck yeah. Joey, you got any first-round reactions?
Yeah, what was your main reaction? Because you were really shit in your bracket, too. I told you Arkansas was going to win. You didn't believe me. And then there's another game I know I predicted. I think it was the Iowa game, but I'm not sure if that was in your bracket. Auburn. You took Auburn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But honestly, my reaction is that this was not the year of the casual. This is the exact opposite. All the big name teams are out. Lots of teams you would expect to win didn't win.
This was our year.
Lots of high seeds losing. So it's just been very unpredictable, and I like it so far.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna ask
Joey's actually Joey in second place for Pick'em.
Joey, do you think we've become somewhat desensitized to upsets this year? Just with like a 15 seeds won every year for the last 3 years, and now I saw Princeton win. I was like, yeah, I'm surprised, but like, whatever. Like, I don't.
I think it's less that we're desensitized to it, and it's more that it was overshadowed by FDU because I think that was the biggest upset of all time over Virginia.
Can I just say one thing though?
Yeah.
Other than the Fairleigh Dickinson game. There are going to be so many more upsets in the next coming years. Not because...
I don't know.
No, here's why. Like, usually with these upsets, it's like that's a big thing. I don't know, that's transfer portal. But also, usually these upset teams are like... It's like, oh my God, they're hitting every single three, and they're a lot smaller than the other team. And it's like these high majors got, like, all this size over. Now, the mid-major teams also have size.
Except for FDU.
I mean, yeah, FDU's... That was
literally the shortest team
in D1. I heard, like, David Portnoy talking. He's like, we're too small for
that. Yeah,
that is fucking iconic. That was awesome. No, I love him now. I always love Portnoy, but, like, that shit was awesome.
I did see that. That was awesome.
That was actually one of the best takes I've... Like, that was... That's a historic take.
That is historic. He bet on them, too.
Yeah, no, he fully believed. I mean... Props up. He was the only guy in the nation that was seriously.
Check out the Twitter at Josh Pollitt. I called it.
No!
No, wait,
they
no.
They weren't supposed to know.
Fuck, Joey.
Just let it happen. What? Just let it happen.
What?
They didn't know that one you were second. Josh Pollitt. Josh Pollitt was a mystery man.
I'm editing this out.
No, it just
I'm
editing. It's too late now.
No, you can edit
just
it.
Just let it
no,
happen.
No, I can't edit it.
It wasn't
out.
Updated.
You can.
I mean, it's hard, but what the just fuck is wrong with my phone right now?
Just let it happen.
It's lagging.
The people know. People
God
know.
Damn it, Joe!
Now Joey's being beaten.
How was I supposed to know?
Dude!
Yeah, how was he supposed to know, to be fair?
This is all your fault.
I was
fucking
the voice of reason. What? That. There was an argument, and I was being reasonable.
Get
and I was
off
like,
me!
Sorry. Hey, Joe, can you put down the Bulls
game?
Yeah,
Joe, need to focus right now.
Yeah.
The Bulls are going to lose no matter what.
All right, I mean, let's just get into the draft, because this kid's just got his head up his ass.
Joey, what team has impressed you most in the first round?
No, we don't care about his opinion. He didn't even watch half the games, I bet.
What?
I watched
literally every game.
All right, we'll give Joey the first pick.
What?
We're doing a snake draft. Do you want second pick?
I want last, then. I want next, too,
fine.
Last.
All right, Joey, who do you want first round?
Is it just that?
Players that are remaining in the thing.
Yeah.
In the thing. In
hurry up, you're on the clock. You have 20 seconds. Teams. You have 15 seconds. You have 10 seconds.
Just pull the bracket.
Stop, you can't do that.
Yeah, well, I gave you guys prep time. I gave you guys over 3 hours.
I was at practice. Shout out Merc Squad.
You had like...
Shout out Merc Squad.
You had time.
Shout out Merc Squad. Wong.
Isaiah Wong is Joey's first pick.
That's the first
pick. Disgusting.
All right, I'm taking... All right, this is a hot take. Another hot take pick. Sanago. He's the big for UConn. He's the big for UConn.
Well,
he's been a fucking beast.
I'll be the one to take Brandon Miller, I guess.
I mean, he is a killer. I mean, but he's also
making this joke right now.
He's also, no, there's one TikTok where they just nailed it. I mean, he can assist killers. He can just kill himself. I mean,
he can kill himself?
No. Oh! No, there's a cop. Stop watching the Bulls game.
Yes!
Joe, if you're going to do your reactions, get out of the car.
Sorry, it's over.
Wait, All right. Who's your second pick?
And then with my other pick, I will take. Let's go with Marquise Noel. He's been amazing.
Marquise Noel, all on K-State.
Yeah,
K-State guy. God, he's the guy with the backwards pass.
He is 5'2".
I mean,
there's no way he's 5'8".
I was not.
He looks smaller than.
I was not gonna take him. I'm going. This is pretty stupid. I mean, actually, no, it's not. I'm taking Keontae Johnson. That's the other. That's their star guy on K-State. That's the other guy in K-State. I was going to take another guy, but I'm taking him while I'm still on the board. Joe, who you got?
Reach out. Fuck, wait, what's his name? The guy in Arkansas. Fuck, what's his name?
Which one? There's like seven guys on it. They have a lot of guys.
They got a lot of dudes.
All right.
They got a lot
of dudes.
Fuck it,
we're not doing him then. we'll take Drew Tibby.
That's a good pick. He's actually been very good. Mm-hmm. If he scores 20 points in this next game,
you got another pick, Joe.
You know, Drew Timmy can come back for another year.
Yeah. I bet he will.
He should.
This is going to be the peak of his career.
I would think.
He's not playing in the league. Right. Oh, we're getting stared at now.
She wants me.
Yeah.
They want us.
There was this girl.
Wow, she really wants us.
There was this girl hooping, and she just kept throwing her ball at me. I don't have no other way to say it.
All right, who's up?
And I met Iffy Cosby.
Jaime Jaquez, good pick.
Okay,
good pick.
I'm taking, Joey has three players. I'm going to take, I'm going to take Nick Smith Jr.
That's a good pick.
I just think he's just got the talent. I think
he had pigtails in the game against Illinois. It was pretty cute. Mm-hmm. I will take, with my first pick, I'll take Ryan Kalkbrenner. I feel like he's probably the best.
Who's that dude again?
The center for Creighton. Paint protector.
Yeah.
He's a beast. And with my next pick, I'm starting to run out of people on my board. How many do we get? Five?
Yeah.
I will take Jordan Hawkins from UConn.
All right. For my fourth pick, I'm going to have to take Marcus Carr. I don't know how he's been on the board this long.
Let's go.
All right, who are you taking?
No, Marcus.
I want Misu, and I want Serge Ibaka-Rice.
Okay. Oh, that's fine. The guy that killed... Wait, who's Misu?
The guy who's, really tall on Texas. Their center.
Oh, okay. I already had a center.
Oh, Dylan Dessou?
Yeah, Dylan Dessou.
Misu? Who the fuck? I was like...
Yeah, okay, that's what I didn't
Dylan
know.
Dessou was hooping.
Shut up, I know ball.
You don't know ball. That was a big topic. And let me finish. Finish my draft. I'm taking Tosin out of Princeton. I have to take him. Like, that's just my dude.
I don't know how this just happened, but I'll take Marcus Sasser. I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
I guess. Yeah. He's actually, he's injured.
So I can't pick him?
No.
I mean, you can, but he's going to be on a bum not? Ankle.
Yeah, you can play him on one
All right,
foot.
Fuck it. We're taking Tyson Walker.
All right. Also, this is time for rant. Fuck you guys. I do know ball. You're a bunch of fucking losers.
Wait, hold on. We have to vote on our teams. We have to vote who had the best team.
Okay, I had... Fuck.
Hold on. Write it down so you know it.
Tosin.
Write down your own team?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Tosin. Nick Smith Jr.
Let's go. Get in. The Bulls won.
That team's a little small. Actually, no, it's not that small.
It's like the third one of the year. Aren't they, like, super underperforming this year?
No.
Keontae. Who did I take with
I like my team a lot.
Who did
And then we'll do you vote for...
Who did I take with my first pick? Oh, Sanogo. Okay.
That was a weird first pick. You could have gotten him in the last round.
Well, you guys didn't know him, like, obviously, then. Because he is a beast. All right. You go with your team first.
I have Tyson Walker, Marquise Noel, Jordan Hawkins, Brandon Miller, and Ryan Kalkbrenner. My team, like, actually is, like, positional, too, which is nice.
Okay, I have Tosin, Marcus Carr.
From Princeton?
Yeah, Tosin.
When did you take him?
Last pick. Oh. That's why I had to take him with my last pick. I mean, you just gotta ride with you guys. Keontae Johnson, Nick Smith Jr., Marcus Carr. I already said Keontae Johnson's and Sanogo out of UConn.
Nick Smith Jr. is a weird pick from Arkansas. I'm not gonna lie. I would have taken Ricky Council first.
I know. I didn't want to take
Tricky Ricky. As
I wanted. I wanted like a true freshman. I didn't think. Is Marcus Carr a freshman?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Tricky Ricky.
All right, my turn. So this is the best team, obviously.
This team sucks ass.
Jaime Jaquez, Drew Timmy.
Oh, it's actually really good.
Wong, Dylan Dessou, and Serge Ibaka.
I mean, that's cool, but you still don't know fucking ball.
Vote for one other person who you think wins. I vote for Joey.
Fuck. I vote for me, dude. No.
You can't vote for you. Pick one of us.
All right, Joey. His team's better.
What's my team? But
I don't care.
But I'm Tyson Walker.
No. All right, now it's my time. I do know fucking ball. You guys were talking so much shit on the last pod how I didn't know my shit. And then almost all my analysis came true. Well, half of your guys' shit was just completely fucked. You had a tough region, Alex. You just fucking sucked. I mean,
yeah, Jack Sill.
I had a 16-1 in my region.
And then
I
also, I'm making this petition. Next, like, from now on, no more Colgate picks. Like, I don't care if they're the greatest team in the world next year.
Yeah, hop
we're
off,
not taking them.
You, hop off, buddy.
I want to hear it. I want to hear it right now. Hop off right now.
Okay.
Say it. I hop off the Colgate cult.
No.
End it. End it right now.
No.
Why not?
Because fuck you.
Yeah, you just did not. Woo! So you just had a 45-second monologue.
Jack owns you.
Yeah.
Get him.
Jack does own me. Jack owns everybody. He's just the best conditioned player in the world. But I got my shit right. I'm so happy with myself. And yeah, this is the year of the fucking analyst, not the casual. Because I'm so happy that I got my shit
I
right.
I think this is the year of the casual.
You serious?
Yeah, my casual friends, like the thing is, like, those upsets that people like to pick to be, like, cool. Like, picking an 8-1 in the second round, or, like, picking a 7-2 in the second round, or picking all the 9s-8s, or all the 10s-7s. Like, the things that you just pick because you feel like it. Like Tennessee going far. Like, people who don't know anything about basketball pick Tennessee to go far, even though...
You're right. Mike did take Tennessee.
I think it's a very casual year. Like, you just can get lucky. Obviously, I'm saying this because I'm doing quite poorly. But, like...
Yeah, you're third place in pick'em.
Almost
this
all
is...
my friends objectively know less than me
about basketball. Also, yeah, that's another main thing. Better. I'm beating both you in pick'em, so I mean... And I'm beating you both in the bracket.
I should have taken FDU. I really wish I wouldn't have done that because I want to make a bit of a comeback and pick them, and I totally like. I'm
well, you're down
this.
By.
Give me my point.
Wait, how much are you?
I'm petitioning. I'm petitioning for
then
a point.
Then I get my point too because I was also.
I get a point too.
No, he. But you can both get a point. I'll concur.
What? But I'm still. Joey's still over you, even if
me
you
and
have
Joey
that
will
point.
Be tied. Me and Joey will be tied.
No, but
is it you're down by one? To
I'm
Joe?
Down by one to Joey.
If you get a point, I
you'll
get
be you'll
no. Actually, yeah, you don't get the point.
We both get the point.
No, that's not fair. I don't need the point. I'm fucking ahead of both
well,
of you.
Well, then take your point. You'll be ahead by more. Me and Joey will be tied. Your lead over second place will stay the same.
Can we both get a point.
No, you don't get a point.
What?
You're not getting a point regardless.
No, we're keeping the integrity
of
the game.
Give me my point. This is so dumb.
What the fuck? You can't do that. Like, you said...
But, like, I picked FA and I was like, oh,
yeah,
I don't want to be...
What? Yeah, but you gotta ride with your... Like, you gotta stick with it.
Yeah, but did you see what I said?
This is
I was
like, maybe if you had some more consistency, you wouldn't even be
but
in
I
this
was
position.
Like, but I was like...
You wouldn't even... Because guess what? You wouldn't even... Honestly, Jackson didn't do the second round to pick him. That's why he dropped in the leaderboards.
He was doing well.
If Jackson would have done the second round... He would have been second
but
place
like,
easily.
I
he,
said,
no, neither of you beat him.
I
you guys
said,
barely after three games could
I
beat
said,
him in two.
I picked FAU for the viewers. You can tweet at us at the Fast
yeah,
Pod. If,
hey,
if
how
you
about
think
this?
Get a point.
How about this? If you get three people, if we get two
fuck.
More followers on Twitter and they both are two people and two people tweeted us to get you a point, I'll give you a point. Is that fair, Joe? We get two more followers on
all
Twitter.
Right, capital F fast break _ capital P pod on Twitter.
Wait. And then let me check the follower count right now. We have seven followers.
The mystery man, Josh Pollitt. I hear he has very good taste.
Let me plead my case to the audience. I picked,
we're keeping the Josh Pollitt shtick. Like, we're still doing a Josh Pollitt interview because he's not
FAU.
Actually in the car right now.
I picked FAU and I saw that Charlie and was it Joey? Both picked FDU, and I was
no,
like...
No, I know what you did.
I was like, I don't want to be a total asshole and be like, oh, I'm going to get this free point because a 16 seed didn't
okay, but here's the problem.
In the second round.
Here's the problem, though. Here's the problem. One, it wasn't like it was like they only won by 8. Two, if FDU wins, you would have benefited. So it's not like... There was still a chance. Like people,
I wouldn't have benefited because everyone picked FDU. We won together, lost together. It wouldn't have mattered. That's why it was so... That's why I'm regretting this. Obviously, I'm regretting because...
No, I told you the terms. If you get... Two new followers. If we have 9 followers,
oh all right, time to make some fake Twitter.
Michael Howell and Nathan Pollard both.
I got him to follow us.
Nathan Pollard?
Yeah, I got him to follow us before health class this morning. I said, "Give me your phone." I mean, is there anything else we gotta say? Oh, we can do our picks right now.
Oh yeah, our
so
parlay
we already submitted the K-State pick. I love that pick for the parlay. Thanks. I had that myself.
That pick's more for my mental
do you
health.
Do you want me to find the odds of it?
+110. It's fuck you. I wrote down the odds.
No, all right. Like all of them together.
I can take it. You can do it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Does it have to be college?
What?
Yeah. We're doing
what
a Sweet 16.
What do you think? What show are you on?
What?
This is a show based for college basketball.
For the most part.
I mean, we do a little bit of NBA, but not
we don't
really.
Do any NBA. I guess
it's
NBA.
The
we
shit on Joey show tonight.
Yeah, it is. You showed up late. That's what you get.
You showed up late. Your fucking analysis in the last episode was ass. You're watching the Bulls game for half our recording sesh.
What I will say.
Fuck you want us to do?
I have to give out an apology for a lot of my picks being wrong.
Yeah, they were. You screwed me over,
well,
too.
I think I was wrong for the right reasons. Like, I think my analysis was pretty good in most games. I think, obviously.
Hey, Joey.
Joey, we're not sponsored. Shut up. But I think a lot of my picks, like, my reasoning was good. I just was wrong. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
this is the weirdest parking lot I have ever seen.
I really
there are two random white kids just playing Sprinkler.
I'm not gonna do it.
Please hog at him.
No, their parents
and,
jumping around.
And now he's and now this kid's acting like he's a chicken and running after his big brother who's squirting him with a Gatorade
Beat
bottle.
That ass.
He just did it again. What the fuck? This is.
I think he might actually be mentally disabled.
Joey, don't say that about people.
No, I'm not kidding.
Which one? The bigger
one? The big one.
Yeah, that actually.
Okay.
No,
I guess,
Joey, shut up.
All right. I guess I could reveal the rest of my bets for sure. I already gave out one.
Wait, can I give some? Because I don't know if you're going to steal my picks.
I want to go first. I already started.
All right. We'll go one by one. So right, you go
so
one,
I
go one.
I guess I already gave my Kent State.
I have that
Kent
one,
State.
Though.
K-State Moneyline plus 110. And the main reason I'm doing this is, like, I think this is a 50-50 game, and taking the higher seed at plus odds is always a good thing.
Yeah.
But also, like I said, Joey didn't hear this. I'm taking them because that way if Michigan State loses, I can still have, like, a bit of, like, oh, I made $5, you know?
So you're hedging your bets.
I'm hedging my emotional bets, yes. That's
good. Okay. And they're parked right beside us. That's perfect.
I told you I shouldn't have honked around. All right.
I'm taking Texas Moneyline. That's an
so
easy
did
pick.
I.
It's such a lock. I mean, yeah, we have a lot. We're pretty similar-minded, honestly.
I know ball!
I know ball.
Yeah, but that means I picked all the same things as you, so I also therefore know ball.
Because you agree with me. Yes, that's why.
Actually.
And then I'm also gonna do another one just because I'm taking.
What the fuck? Stop! No, stop.
UCLA plus two. Oh,
okay, I didn't.
Free
have
money.
Whoa! Wait! Whoa! 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 Whoa!
I gotta say, UCLA. That's in a close game, and I think UCLA is the better.
UCLA is minus 2.5, blood.
Ooh hoo hoo! Not on the.
You mean you could just take it at plus two though.
Yeah, oh, nice. Sorry. Maybe I'm not on the same site. I think I was doing it on ESPN.
Oh, okay.
So, I was just looking at it through ESPN. I don't know. I don't have an account.
Me neither. This is not gambling.
Yeah, you're right. You want to give one, Joe?
I like the over in the Tennessee Florida.
Yeah, we need some over-unders.
In
Tennessee Florida.
I said we need some overs and unders or something other than, like, money lines.
Yeah, I think that 131's a little low for this game, especially considering both teams have hit this in their tournament games.
Ooh, mm-hmm. You got the analysis.
So, yeah. I think that this will hit.
Chill. We're not snake drafting the pick.
Yeah, we are. FAU plus 5.5. That's going to be a close game.
I hope
both
so.
These teams suck.
I hope so. I hate them both. They better give me a good
and
game.
So I think it's going to be super close. I don't think that Tennessee will cover. Like that's, I don't even know that well. These could change. I mean, we'll submit an official one by the end of this segment. Like,
correction,
we'll...
Tennessee over did not hit in the last game. Still right. Take it though.
Okay.
They're due.
What is this?
I'm writing our Twitter handle.
Oh, bad. All right, we're just writing on the windshield. Oh, wait, that's gonna be there for like.
Fog.
That's gonna be there for at least a month. You know that, right?
Really?
Unless you wash your car.
Yeah, I have a smelly face on the windshield.
Wait, really? This
yeah.
Is gonna be there for a while?
That will. So you're just. People ask, what is on your fucking windshield? Just say.
At Fast Pick Pod on Twitter.
Okay.
I'll give my last pick. Creighton, the spread is currently minus 10 against Princeton. I would take. What are you talking about? It's gone. Princeton.
Oh. No, it's slightly
yeah,
it's there.
Slightly
it's going to be slightly there for a while. No, but now that's going to be slightly there.
Fuck, whatever. Maybe I have wet wipes.
All right.
All right, we'll try.
You have Princeton what?
I don't have Princeton. I have Creighton minus 10. That's what the spread is.
Oh, fuck you. I was going to fade that shit.
I think, but I think having a week to prepare against a team that's obviously...
Right. So
shut up, Mark Titus!
No, we can't plug another podcast. Good reaction. Free use laws. Shout out, Mark Titus. I really like his podcast.
All right.
But anyways, this is a bad idea.
Can you just finish?
Yeah. So, I think having a week to prepare for a less skilled team should be enough for Creighton to win by 10 points. I don't think it'll be close. I think this is kind of where most...
Win by 10. Win. That's a lot of points.
Not too many, because... what the fuck's his name?
Today, Junior?
Baylor Shireman?
Uh-huh.
I don't know Baylor? His name.
It's not Baylor. No one's name is Baylor.
Baylor, I hardly know her. All right, let's lock in some picks.
I have another pick. This
is Baylor Shireman. I'm a genius. I know ball. Wow, that's really going to be there for a while.
I said...
You think I should use the wet wipe?
How about we use it after we're finished?
Okay, good idea.
All right. I have another pick.
All right, Joe.
Wait, I have to criticize your pick because you criticized mine. UCLA doesn't have Jalen Clark, and I've been saying it all tournament.
Yeah, but they have another fucking All-American taking in his place with Amari Bailey, so I don't think it's that big of a deal.
It better work out this time because I'm just going to say it again. Jalen Clark's really good.
You guys also...
Gonzaga's
gonna
win.
You guys just also hate that pick. You hate that pick because you don't know ball, and you agreed with Joey when he said that Northwestern was going to beat UCLA.
I picked Northwestern, too.
Yeah, and they lost.
Drew Timmy hit a three yesterday.
Drew Timmy.
All right, Joey, what's your pick?
I like Kansas State at +320 to make the Final Four.
Oh.
I think that Michigan State.
Well, fuck no, you. No, we're doing a Sweet 16.
No, that's fine. He can do that. I like this. No, this is variety. We have some variety. We need some variety.
No, but I just want it so after the 2 days that it can be done. The parlay
can
be done.
You need a parlay, and you can't have a future in a parlay.
Yeah.
You stupid goober.
All right, I pass.
All right, let's start compiling. So we like the Kansas State money line. Do we all agree on that
one? But I don't want to put that in a parlay because I don't know if I actually think it'll happen. That's just for my
Joey, emotion. Do you like that? Do you like the pick?
I love it.
Joey, fuck you. I fucking love it too. That's 2 out of 3. That's one vote. All
right, well, I'm not betting on this anymore, but whatever.
Wow, you're not going to bet on the official fast break parlay?
I hope it hits for you, but actually, no, I don't because that would mean Michigan State is going to lose. But okay, whatever. All right. Can we put Well, we have two of the same one with the Texas thing, too, so that has to be
Texas.
In it.
Yeah, Texas.
Texas and K-State, and we're putting Creighton -10. Let's just take Creighton money line because...
Texas, no, we can't do Texas all money line bets.
Yeah, but if it's a big parlay, then Creighton money line's, like, pretty, like, minus, like, 500. Yeah, it's a decent parlay piece, though. If it's this many picks, that's a fine pick to put in there.
I'm not going to vote for that. I don't...
Well, you guys, K-State.
No, yeah. You guys can override me. I just wanted to be set on the pod. I'm a rider with the Princeton. I don't care if they win or lose. I love the New Jersey teams.
Well, we're betting on them, so you should care if they win or lose.
Yeah, I like... wait, it doesn't really change the odds that much.
That doesn't change the odds.
We're only two picks in. Wait until we're at the end. Wait until we're at the end and then put it in.
All right, what else do we like?
I like... What was that over-under you had? Were you pretty confident in that one? Oh, okay.
Take the under. Fade him.
Joey, can you
fade his ass?
Joey, let's give you a type of pick. Like, let's give you a leg. It can't just be me and Alex dominating.
Yeah, you're getting dominated in the ass.
Right yeah, now. Right now. What are we thinking about the the Alabama game? That's an easy game.
Probably the Alabama money line seems like a good idea.
Well, that's gonna be super.
That seems like a solid idea.
That's my.
Should we do an over under on that game?
Alabama total points over 72.5.
Oh, hell yeah. Over against San Diego State?
Oh, hell no. I forgot who they played.
I still like it.
I don't like it. I'm vetoing.
Let's take the... except for I don't actually like the under for that
game. Yeah, I don't like either of them.
What's
I don't
the
like...
actual over-under?
Let's see.
It appears to be... 137.5.
130...
How much...
Something. Oh, here's a note I did have, though. That the first game of March Madness, a lot of teams scored, like... very little. And then the second round, I think the least scored by a winner was 68. So the scoring's going up. That's like a fact. But... All right.
Okay. We'll take the... I like the Alabama. It's good enough for me.
Yeah, I like the Alabama.
Oh, fuck.
Ooh, what about... what about something I like to do a little bit is maybe a little Alabama halftime, full-time. So, like, to be up at halftime and to win the game. And it's only -175, which I feel like solid odds for that.
So they're going to be... up at halftime and at full time.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Joe?
I think I like that better than the over.
Woo!
All right. Respect my authority.
Well, it doesn't even matter what I pick, so we're taking it. How many legs is that, Joe?
That's three.
We cooking.
Got the third leg. That's a human. That's a male.
What?
Oh. Okay. Just keep talking like that didn't happen.
And then I found $20. Miami game.
Yeah, we have fun.
I like pro basketball. Blackhawks money line.
Not in a parlay. Not in a
it's hockey.
Not in a parlay.
They're +440 right now.
But did you just say I like pro basketball?
Give me Blackhawks money line.
They're down 1-0 against the Avalanche.
Oh boy!
All right,
Joey has a problem, guys.
Yeah,
Joey needs to call that hot.
Miami plus seven.
Miami plus 245. I think is a solid. We're not putting it in the parlay, but I think that's pretty good odds for Miami, to be honest.
Why not? Why don't we take him?
Well, that's a bit risky.
Who are they playing?
Houston.
Fuck.
So we're not taking them plus 245. It's money.
How many? We got three legs.
I do. In fact,
we need at least two more.
Mm-mm.
You want to just do one more? Yeah. All right, what game do you guys like?
What, we have two legs right now? Texas Moneyline.
We already took Texas Moneyline.
Oh, fuck yeah, we did.
Let me see the
Creighton flex. Moneyline. Wait, hold on. Creighton Moneyline right now.
We already took Creighton.
Right now, it would be $10 to win 52. If we put in Creighton, it would be $10 to win 61.
I don't... So you're on Fliff? Joey's on a grown man's site. No, so
I am a grown man. I'm a grown man. Respect my authority.
I'm just kidding. Joey's not on a grown man's site. That was just a joke, guys.
I think you have to be 18 to be on Fliff.
All right, what are we taking? Give me your phone. I need to see.
Silence!
My phone's recording the podcast.
Respect.
I say we take Wisconsin Moneyline for their next game.
Go fuck yourself. How about Miami Women's? They have the hot twins from TikTok. They're winning right now. They might be going to the women's...
The Sweet 16.
The Sexy 16, if that's that's what I'm calling it. Woohoo!
Oh, my God. All right.
Women, we do not condone Alex's statements.
Yeah.
What? I think the twins are little baddies.
Can we take under...
What's wrong with that? So you don't think they're beautiful women?
I think they're very
Las Vegas
strong,
independent. I don't condone your statement.
I think they're very strong, independent women.
I think they're strong.
What if my mom's watching this podcast?
I think their stroke game is probably pretty strong.
Shut the fuck up.
Mid-range game. Layup game. Their defensive game. Stroke game.
Ball
Phoenix
handling.
Mercury Elite to win the WNBA championship.
Mercury Elite. All right, focus up, focus
guys,
up.
Guys, all right,
I have an idea.
Can we take...
Oh, yeah, what? We have to finish this. Do this
Yama, 20-plus points.
Joey, what foreign... What app are you on that you get to bet
Fine.
On
Fine, are we betting Creighton? If you guys both like Creighton,
Do the Creighton. No, I don't like you having an open bet slip with my phone in your hand, so stop.
Stop.
Chill. Oh, it turned it off.
Yes. All right, Joey, how much money would we...
What about Wisconsin plus 150?
We can't take an NIT game, Joey.
We have integrity.
What does that mean?
What?
What does that mean? It means we're not going to pick a team in the NIT.
Joey, this is almost another 30-minute
segment. I can't actually pick this because K-State's in it. I'm not going to pick it, actually. I can't do it.
Well, it's too late. K-State is in it.
Well, no. That can be in our official parlay, but I'm not picking it.
Okay.
It goes against my morals.
All right, so are we taking the Creighton game?
Yeah, do it. Senderson. Just send it.
Creighton. That's what he wants.
Miami women's money line. Woo woo! All
right. So you have the four legs, Joy? Say the official.
Yeah, and Dallas Mavericks money line too.
Oh, my God.
No, Joy, stop.
Jump off a bridge.
It's like free.
All right. So repeat it so you can have at least a little bit
guys,
of say in this part.
Guys, I'm cooking right now. Hold on. What's the score of the Baylor women's game?
Don't. Shut up.
No, Creighton money line. Dallas Mavericks.
They're down by 5.5 at plus 940. This could be the craziest thing ever. 50-1 odds.
Dude, I'm serious. Take that shit off.
Okay. Alabama first half money line. Texas money line and Kansas State money line.
Okay. Alright, now you have to delete it.
Why do you have to delete it?
He has Dallas Mavericks money line in that bullshit.
Jimmy's dog's on me if it hits.
Again?
You already owe us fries and corn dogs.
Yeah. You owe me
a drink,
too.
You owe me fries and him corn dogs.
You owe me a drink.
It's like Luca out.
All right. I think that's it for this segment. We will...
Well, can we do pick 'em live?
No, because I haven't done enough research. Like,
we do live.
My analysis has been...
Initial pick 'em live.
No, because we're about to do...
Pick 'em.
We're doing pick 'em after a quick word from Anchor.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we are back 2 days later. I know it's not a new episode, but we just do it. We are back in the Colt House parking lot. There's actually a door wide open and a bunch of new cars here. So if we get 100 Twitter followers,
my God.
We'll consider going into the cold house if
we get okay. How about this? If we get 100 Twitter followers, we'll make like one of those wheel websites with each of our names on it, and we'll spin it, and the like the whoever it lands on has to go inside when we get 100 Twitter.
But how followers. How far inside do they have to go? Like
until someone stops you.
No, no.
Until you never come back.
No, no, fine. Actually, I'd do that. We can
you have
go
to stay inside for.
I'd say a minute.
This is trespassing, though.
No, but like you have to. It's not. I shouldn't. I don't.
We will. We will break the law. If you guys get us 100
followers
on Twitter.
We'll cross
Twitter.
That bridge when we come to it. How about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it will...
Then we're just going to pussy out when it comes to it.
No, we won't.
Well, let's make it 50 it's so it's closer. It's 50 followers.
No.
And we'll
no.
do something with
That's
the club.
That's actually going to happen probably one day.
Well, it's got to be within... Before May. Before May. It's a month.
No, just to do when we hit 100, we will, yeah, 100. We will do it.
100? All right.
When we hit 100 Twitter followers.
We got to start getting the Twitter followers up. So
not we will do it. It has to be by like a certain goal or else...
No, 100.
And they're not motivated.
100 by the summer. That's fair.
Okay.
That's pretty fair. Let me turn off the windshield wiper. Oh, that's the VR. All right. So we're back and we're going to do pick 'em now. Hey, Jack, how's it going? Who wants to start? I mean,
Let's start with Alabama and San Diego State.
San Diego State.
We'll go top left, bottom left, okay. Top right, bottom right.
Does anybody want to give their analysis first?
San Diego State's not good enough to beat Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, I think San Diego State's going to be... Actually, I think if there was a team to beat Alabama, it would be San Diego State.
You think they just, like, make it a super defensive game? But it's not like Alabama's bad defense.
No, it's not. No, it's not like that. I mean, just watch them play. They really get under team skin.
That's, yeah, I see.
Like,
that.
I would 100% bet the spread on that game. What is it? Does anybody know? Joey, you come up with that number. But, I kind of want to add that to our parlay, honestly.
I don't like taking plus spreads. It stresses me out.
I think it's...
well, obviously...
It is 7.5.
Yeah.
I was going to say 7.
I'm taking that for sure. Alabama's the best team in the tournament, and I think they may... Actually,
you're saying -7.5 for Alabama?
No. +7.5.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
San Diego State. Okay. I just think that, like, San Diego State just gets up in people's grills so much, and, like... They were shooting it pretty well against Maryland, and that's why it was a blowout. So I don't think it's going to be another blowout for Alabama until, I don't know. I don't know who their lead eight matchup would even be. But, yeah, so.
Oh, I just locked the car.
That was me.
Oh. Okay. I'm taking Alabama, but my non-gambling advice would be to take SDSU spread.
I concur. I mean, Alabama... Mm-hmm. They haven't really had of a challenge so far, so I don't see them.
So then Joey's opinion doesn't matter, but Joey, you'll get to be the first one to talk about the next matchup in the South.
Which game is that?
It is.
Princeton versus...
And Creighton.
Princeton versus Creighton.
Two bad ones. This region sucks.
Yeah, so I think that Princeton had a pretty good run, but there's...
That's what people were saying against Mizzou, though. Everybody was saying Mizzou looked really good.
I think the thing with that is, like, Creighton has a week to prepare... To face a 15 seed. Like, Mizzou had no time to prepare. They were like, all right, we're playing Arizona. We're ready to play Arizona. They had one day to prepare and figure out. Like, you don't expect to play Princeton, so their coach probably isn't even... And they're a 7 seed, so they're not even guaranteed to win their first round game. I think they're totally...
I don't think that's why they lost. I think it's because of how great they're... Like, Caden Pierce had, like, 25 rebounds or something absurd. Like, he had a fuck ton of rebounds. And then they had the best player on the court.
Yeah, right, but they also don't know what they're going up against. Like,
Princeton offense, it's very well known.
Yeah, but I don't know.
It's called the Princeton. Like, everybody, I'm pretty sure we ran it. Isn't it just a...
But you don't...
Yeah, I know what it is. Like, I know the general vagity of it, just because who vision...
The vagity?
Vagity.
What does that mean?
Vaguely, I know.
Vagity is not a word. Oh, we're looking this up.
This is Dillish. This is not... You know how there's Spanglish? This is my thing. It's probably not a word.
Oh, it is a word.
Let's go!
No, it's not.
When a sentence construction or structure has no meaning...
It's not a word.
All right, we're adding it to the Dillon library. The Dillon
dictionary. Good lord. The Dillon dictionary.
The dictionary. And that's vagity means the overall vagueness of a thing.
Relating to something that is vague.
Mm-hmm. Fuck.
All right.
Also,
you thought you were going to be like, I'm Dillon.
You didn't think that was a word.
I did. I always believe.
Well, they did.
And just like, I'm going to believe in Princeton. No, I'm saying it. They're going to be the first team to ever make it to the Elite Eight because.
Not even. No, St. Peter's did that last year. That's what made them going to the Elite Eight so impressive is that a team had a whole week to prepare for.
I know, but I also, like, I love Creighton, and honestly, in my real bracket, I have it, but for our official
it in your real bracket.
Creighton going to the Elite Eight?
Yeah.
Then I have them going to the Sweet 16. I know I had
them. Change your pick them, then, if you're so confident.
No, you're right. I'm going to roll. I mean, I'm not believing in the you guys taking Creighton's spread, though, which is minus 10, which is fucking way too many points.
No, I would take that.
Yeah,
I would
take
that. Well, it's, what is the official podcasting? Oh, let me turn this off.
It's 10. Sure. It's minus 10.
No, but I'm saying we have a parlay that I'm gonna have to post on the Twitter tonight.
Oh, I don't remember. Check the episode when this gets posted and you can
see. Oh, I have to research. Did anybody take a screenshot or save it like I told?
I have all three.
It's Kansas State money line, Alabama first half full time, Creighton, and Texas money line.
Okay. Wait, that's only three.
K-State was in there.
Oh. Okay.
K-State was in there, but I didn't want it.
All right. What's the next game? Because I guess we're all going Creighton, right?
FAU and Tennessee.
You can start that one, Alex.
Okay.
East of the East, right?
I wish this game didn't have to get played because I really don't like both of these teams at all.
I agree.
Like, Tennessee had me feeling bad for Duke in a basketball game, which is ridiculous.
I'm going to feel bad for FAU because I heard some. Wait, can I just say one thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll let you finish your analysis, but there was something the FAU coach said that it looked like Australian rugby or something. He called out, like, the Tennessee guys for playing.
Yeah, they did. They played.
No, yeah. And the coach for Tennessee goes, yeah, I mean, I took one of my teams in the past to Tennessee rugby. Like, he just kind of went with it. So, I mean, it's definitely going to be a super physical game.
Yeah, I think so. I really want FAU to win, and I picked FAU in the pick'em just because I want to get, like.
You need a fade.
I have to pick different to catch up.
So, I'm putting this out on the video right now. If you get all your picks right, or how about this? If you get all but one pick right. I'll make it, like, I'll add a bonus, just so it's a little closer.
Okay.
Or, like, something that, like, we could do on the next episode so you can get bonus points.
We do trivia. I'm good at trivia.
Yeah, but I also want a chance to.
I get screwed on trivia.
Yeah,
but.
All right, so who are you taking?
I took FAU in the pick. I think John L. Davis is really good. He had an amazing game against Fairleigh Dickinson. Mm-hmm. I'd probably take Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if your team can play good defense on accident and then also, like, have the physicality to beat the shit out of Duke, who's got a bunch of... I mean, obviously, they're not the most physical team, but they still have NBA prospects and guys that mature bodies. So...
You like those mature bodies, Dylan?
I'm just going to continue. I think that Tennessee's going to win, not because... I just think it's going to come down to another physical game and Tennessee would win that battle. But also, while I'm saying this... I just have had flashbacks to a bunch of the games where I've picked because I'm just riding a team off their... So I'm really on edge. I may switch. Joey, who are you picking?
I like FAU in this one.
Fuck, obviously. I may switch it over. Like, I'm so close.
Well, then I'm just going to fade you both again, so I'd have to fade.
Lame.
Whatever. I have to. I need to make
it. All right, we have to say split, Dylan.
Yeah, I'll be Tennessee.
Okay.
So I probably would fade you.
Anyways, like Alex was talking about, I forgot his name, but they have that guard that's a really good playmaker.
John L. Davis.
L. Davis. And Tennessee had their... I'm really bad with names.
Zakai Ziegler.
Yeah.
The one who's out?
Yeah.
Yeah, Zakai Ziegler. That might bite them soon.
The fastest player in the league. Isn't he the fastest player in NCAA?
He's really quick.
He's
honestly, quickie. That Fairleigh Dickinson guard might be faster.
Yeah, oh my gosh. When he smoked that layup at the end of the game, he was moving.
Yeah. But, anyways, I think that it'll come down to having a playmaker towards the end, and I think FAU will pull it.
Yeah, I think this might be the game where no Zakai Ziegler finally starts to hurt them a lot.
I don't think their runs...
Because of guard play?
Yeah, because... And also, like, I think Jeremy Roach might have been able to kill them, but then he got into foul trouble too quick, so they kind of got bailed out with that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just on offense losing Zakai Ziegler. He's a great defender, too.
Okay. What's the next matchup? So, we're taking... Wait... We're taking Tennessee, though.
Oh, yeah, we are taking Tennessee.
So we have
as
to
a
take...
group, we're taking Tennessee.
Yeah. So that's the
Should
official.
We make a next chance bracket on ESPN right now with these picks?
Ooh, do we want to do that?
Sure.
Might as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll pull it up.
Joey, what's the next region?
Michigan State, Kansas. Kansas State.
Kansas State, yeah. I think... I've heard so much about Alex hating on his own team, where it's like...
It's called... They fucking suck. The reverse jinx.
I know. But, like... And I want to pick MSU just because I feel like they have the better coach, which I know doesn't matter all the time. But, like, in these situations, like, They
what
are
about the little baby.
They're the better coached team, but Kansas State does have the stars.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Kansas State has the better players, but I think the overall team cohesively of Michigan State can beat a lot of teams just off toughness. But also, they have little babies, so I'm taking Kansas State. Like, they just, if you could just, like, a big part of performing in, like, big-time games is having no nerves. And I feel like they're not going to, like, crumble under pressure being in the big garden. And I don't want to, like, get into, like, a bunch of narrative shit. But, like...
Well, I can have some narrative.
Neither will MSU, but I think there's a little more pressure on MSU.
So I know Joey's going to pick Kansas State, so I'm going to have to try and convince Dylan to pick Michigan State. I think the main thing to look at is that Michigan
State... Wait, Joey, do you want to... So you're taking Kansas State? Kansas State? Same reasons I did?
Yeah.
You don't want... Okay. Now you can try to convince me.
All right. So I think the main thing is that Michigan State's played two really good guards so far, Tyler Kolek and Boogie Ellis. And they shut them both down. I'd say, like, made them almost non-factors in the game. And what's who's K-State's best player, Dylan?
Keontae Johnson or the Noel dude?
It's Marquise Noel. At least
No, he's not because
Keontae, he's the number one.
No, Keontae Johnson's an All-American type player.
So is they're both All-Americans. Both are on the All-American 13.
But Keontae Johnson's the better odds, I'd say.
Better odds?
Like betting odds, like when you're betting on a
what? What are you talking about?
Like odds to win.
Odds to win what?
Not All-American. Sorry. I'm thinking the wrong award. Naismith Award.
No, neither of them is winning National Player of the
Year. No, I'm just saying the odds.
They already made the finals. They both went on there. Anyways, Marquise Noel's been there. Whatever. Marquise Noel's been their best player in March Madness so far. That's, I feel like...
He just has the most showtime plays. I don't know if he's been better.
He's averaging like 20-7 in March Madness.
How much is Keontae averaging?
Not that... All right, let's pull up their stats. Now this is turning into a whole other thing.
Also, with that narrative you're sending,
it's not a narrative, that's just true.
With the locking down the lead guards. In the Marquette game, Tyler Cole...
Yeah, they're just turning the ball over. They turned it over 7 times in a row.
Not an accident.
There were a lot of unforced turnovers and missing
wide open
shots.
Yeah, unforced turnovers.
All right, so Marquise Noel had 27-9 against Kentucky. And he had 17-14 against Montana State.
A little bit of a drop-off.
No, he played better in the last game, so he's improving.
Oh, other way around.
I read
that. How's just Josh with you?
All right, Keontae Johnson, your guy.
I just like him because I drafted him.
He had 18 points in the first game.
Oh, that's better than 17.
And he had 13 points in the second game.
That's a little less than 27.
So Marquise Noel's been there better. Anyways, I think the other thing...
But also, teams are game planning more for Keontae, so...
They're definitely not.
Why not? He's the bigger guy, and he's the older guy that is more mature and was the better player on the team. He was the number one option throughout the year.
Well, I can tell you.
All right, hold on. Let's see if that's true.
Playing for Malik Hall.
Keontae.
Bum-ass.
Malik Hall's a sixth man. Oh, yeah, Joey, how's Michigan doing? Are they doing good?
It's 1 year.
I posted on the Twitter. Wisconsin in the Final Four of the NIT. It was a great comeback win against
Oregon.
Some
guy named Matthew Hindenburg said no one likes the NIT.
I was... Oh, I didn't see that. But we got to interview this Matthew Hindenburg dude.
Yeah, you should. They average like the same amount of points, by the way, Marquise Noel. Keontae Johnson averaged 0.4 more, but...
That's more!
However, that more. Marquise Noel averaged 8 assists. So he's like the
engine. He's a passer.
Yeah. No, because he averaged...
He's a passer, and my guy's a scorer.
Jesus Christ.
All right, convince me now.
All right, so another thing is Michigan State hasn't shot the ball all that well this tournament, and they still won both their games pretty handily. And they actually...
You know who also did that? Wisconsin. They're shooting...
We're not talking about the NIT. Michigan State's the third...
Wisconsin's guards are also so slow, and they have terrible ball
screen. Oh, my God, we're not talking about Wisconsin.
I was writing on my notes app like an entire rant to you when they lost, and then they somehow fucking won because Oregon went into a 1-3-1 zone, and then they hit a skip pass 3 to Johnny Davis.
Oh, he
went like 4 for 20. Not Johnny Davis, Chucky Hepburn. He went as Johnny Davis splits though. He went like 4 for 20.
I don't think I picked Wisconsin going very far in my bracket. That's too bad.
You
want
to convince me, buddy?
All right, well, you're just going on a rant about the NIT. Anyways, Michigan State hasn't shot the ball that well this tournament so far, but they do shoot the third best percentage from three in the entire country, which I think is a little bit slept on because they don't shoot that many threes, but when they shoot them, they tend to shoot them well. And then also, this applies to both teams. Tyson Walker and Marquise Noel are both from New York City, which is kind of fun because they're playing in Madison Square Garden. So I think one of them is going to turn up. It's probably...
Marquise Noel.
Yeah, Marquise Noel is the better player. Like, there's no doubt about it. And I also think Michigan State has bigger guards, and they're also, like, not big.
You're
so
just
big
talking about A.J. Hoggard. You're just talking.
They're both bigger. Like,
Tyson Walker's big?
He's not big, but Marquise Noel's 5'8". And they're also athletic enough to keep up with him. Like, they're not going to get blown by every play.
Well, I would say Kentucky's guards are pretty athletic.
Okay, that's big narratives.
They're too big.
Okay, Big Ten's usually the most unathletic conference.
Yeah, look at Joey Hauser. Holy fuck, dude. Yeah. I could outrun him right now. Right now.
And I also don't believe in Tyson Walker and them being as athletic as Keontae Johnson. Or, yeah, whatever the fuck his name is. So, yeah, I'm taking Kansas State. You're super biased. Ethos, Pesos, Logos, context.
I'm still...
You're biased.
I am biased, but I'm still picking them.
Okay, but you lose.
Yeah, it's fine.
Right, you're in third place.
We'll see who loses when Michigan State is holding up the trophy and cutting down the nets because they're going to win the championship.
Okay, next matchup.
Houston-Miami.
Houston. Actually, this is another really close game.
I think I picked... You picked Miami in the thing.
Yeah, but also Josh Pollitt picked Miami to win the national championship.
You're right. And Josh Pollitt, we got to interview this dude. I don't know who he is, but...
And Matthew Hindenburg as well.
Yeah. You know what? Fuck it. I'm riding with Josh Pollitt. I don't care. I don't want to watch Houston play anymore. Yeah. They're probably better team, but they also don't have their best player. And Miami, they had a terrible game against Drake, but then they like Isaiah Wong had a good second round.
Norchad Amir is kind of a dog. I feel like he can lock up Jairus Walker, even though Jairus Walker's like a top 20-ish NBA projected pick. I think he'll be taken out of the game. Marcus Sasser's still injured. Juwan Roberts is ugly, so he's not going to perform. And that's my analysis. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take Miami as well.
All right, Miami's moving. Miami's woo! Sweep. All right, what's the next pick?
Xavier in Texas. This is a fun game. I think this will be a good one.
I love Xavier. I watched them play for a lot of their game on the second round, but Texas is just better.
Oh, okay, good. I'm taking Texas also. I thought you were going to have a Jack Nungy boner and take Xavier.
No, I do have a Zach Nungy boner.
Jack Nungy,
whatever the fuck. I just know Nungy because they kept screaming his name when he was fucking... He blocked the shit out of somebody, goes, dunks on the other side. Just, he was just a fucking beast. I mean...
The block he had against Kennesaw State.
Like, he's one of my favorite bigs to watch. What's next game?
Joey gets to go first for this one.
Yeah.
Okay, Arkansas and UConn.
This is Joey's region, too. He didn't have either of these teams.
This is the best
this
one.
Far.
These games are amazing.
Yeah, and you fucking sold it.
What?
You had Arkansas losing the first round.
Yeah, did he really?
They were supposed to lose.
No, they weren't. They were playing Illinois. They both suck, except Arkansas has more talent.
Okay, well, I have them losing now, so...
Fuck! Wait, you have Arkansas losing?
Yeah. No, I have Arkansas winning.
Oh, so it comes down to me? All right, make your cases to me. All right. I'll change... If you make a good case, that's better than Joey's case by a lot.
That big guy that can shoot, and they shoot a lot of threes.
That big guy cannot shoot. He just hit one three.
Oh, Joey, that's a no ball.
Yeah, but also...
It's a no-go. He also didn't watch the games. Like, you can just tell.
Okay, yeah. I have one thing. If Nick
Smith... All right, Joe, if you don't have some good-ass analysis for this next matchup, we may replace you for
they
next
match. They beat Iona and Nelly Jr. Joseph.
Nelly Jr. Joseph!
What do you know about
if Nick Smith? If Nick Smith wears pigtails with his braids for this game, then Arkansas will definitely win. But my actual analysis is that Arkansas probably has more talent. UConn has Jordan Hawkins, who's definitely an NBA caliber player. Last I saw, he was projected to go, I think, around 25 to 30 range. But Arkansas has Nick Smith and Anthony Black, and if one of them is on, they're pretty much unstoppable because I think Ricky Council is pretty reliable. Jordan Walsh, even though he's a freshman, I think I've seen a lot. He's the alopecia guy. I've seen a lot of poise out of him. Like, he's not afraid of the moment. Despite being a 30% three-point shooter, he hit a huge three to take the lead against Kansas that just totally swung the momentum of that game. And I think overall, despite being young, I think the last two games have put Arkansas... I think I've seen that they're not afraid of the moment. Also, Eric Musselman is, in my opinion, a better coach than Dan Hurley.
He hasn't been good historically.
Eric Musselman's been to two Elite Eights in a row, and I think he's going to make it three on Friday.
So, here's my analysis.
Just because he knows games.
On Thursday. Dude, I'm so back and forth on this game.
By the way, you said whoever made the better case, and I think he said some guy could shoot threes who couldn't.
He doesn't know.
Doesn't mean you know ball.
Yeah, but I knew the statistical.
Here's what I'm going to say, and then if you can disprove, a major part of my argument, I will give it to you, okay? Okay. First off, I would compare... This is not the main piece, but this is a big piece. I would compare Arkansas beating Kansas to, us beating LT in terms of emotionality, coming after the game. That dude was crying in the fucking...
Yeah.
When you come off one of those emotional highs, you're going to have an emotional low. It's I don't think... It's a lot with a lot of these 16 seeds. The reason, UMBC and then FDU loses is because they come off winning this fucking huge game against the one seed, and it's like it meant everything to them just to win that one game. Like, that was their championship.
I think Eric Musselman, I think
he's I agree, he's a great coach.
But I think he knows that. Like, and by the way, half of it's his fault. He's up on the scorer's table whipping his shirt.
Exactly.
Out.
He was pulling a fucking Pat Babb. Like, that's what it made me think of. Yeah, I'm a Timberwolves fan.
But I think
that's like, well, barely. But that's because they're a playing team.
So he went to game seven.
But it's a playing team anyway, so they're not supposed to. But anyways, I think Arkansas, like, with Eric Musselman being your coach, every game is an emotional, like, roller coaster because he's so, like, crazy.
Yeah, but UConn's the opposite. They're very consistent.
No, Dan Hurley's also a psychopath.
No, I'm saying their team is consistent. They got high flyers. They got big bodies.
I'm taking the risk on Arkansas. I'm saying that they can play up to their potential enough. I mean, when you beat the defending champion of Kansas, I think that means you can beat anybody. I don't think there's a team that they can't beat.
You know what? This is what I was thinking about after the first weekend, honestly. I have the magic finger. I pick the noses of winners, okay?
Don't touch my nose.
You're not Jack Froehlin, bro.
What?
He's roasted you. Pick Arkansas. He's roasted you.
What?
You're not Jack.
What do you mean I'm not Jack? All right,
my one
Jack
thing
is like the top 500 in the world.
No, I'm just saying for Pick'em. I'm top one in the world, baby.
My final thing, this isn't trying to convince you, this is just what I'm going to say. I think Arkansas's ceiling is a lot higher, and I also would rather watch them play. So
I would rather. Actually, no, I wouldn't. I want UConn, and I have him in my final four.
Okay.
All right, next up.
By the way, what more did I have to do to get you to pick Arkansas in that game?
He didn't even watch any of the games. I thought he at least watched some shit. Like, Joey's been really underperforming.
He said that some guy could shoot threes.
Joey,
this incredible speech.
You made a bang three.
Joey, next episode is a legacy episode. Because
maybe
you,
the best speech I've ever given.
These past
there.
Couple weeks, I've been expecting a little bit more.
I've been busy.
What
I've
doing what?
I can.
What have you been busy doing?
Well, I got lots of business to attend to.
Okay.
All right, you guys can I go sleeping. Last for this one? I want to pick one. I want to be the decider for one.
Okay. What if
it's
we both agree?
It's UCLA, and I think you're both going to take Gonzaga, but whatever.
Yeah.
I'm taking Gonzaga because my...
Yes! You can tell everybody.
The common argument is that they're going to be tired after having a...
I don't even care about that. I'm picking Gonzaga because one of my friend's big brother's on the team as a redshirt freshman.
Who?
Bryce Huff. Well, he's not. I mean, he's my teammate.
Huff.
He don't know you, low bro. He don't know you.
Who don't know? He's actually gonna be at the game though. He's gonna be in Vegas.
Why? His brother's not playing.
I know, but he still wants to go. It's like,
I'm sorry. That's mean. If I ever go to,
no, it's okay. We all make fun of him for it too.
Really? That's kind of fucked up.
No, he doesn't care. You know, Bryce doesn't fucking care if we make fun of him for his.
I bet he's not gonna be like, guys, stop.
No, he makes some of the jokes too. So I mean.
My brother sucks ass. Yeah, you're never going to be as good as him, Brycey, baby. You can send this to him. Tell him I said what's up.
Hey, Bryce.
Shut up. All right. Tell me your analysis.
You want analysis? I'll give you analysis. So,
who's
I've
winning?
Said this for the last two games.
Tell me your thesis first, then construct it.
No. I've said this for the last two games, and I think I'm going to be right eventually that no Jalen Clark has to hurt UCLA at some point. Like, they let no...
They have Amari Bailey coming in for
them.
No,
Amari Bailey already started. But they...
No, he... That's the guy... He was coming off the bench for that dude.
Really?
Yes.
Positive?
Yeah.
Damn! You don't know Ball Biatch?
Damn.
All right, name seven players that are in March Madness right now. I know Ball.
I mean, I can name...
Amari Bailey started 27 out of 29 games. Shut the fuck up. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but for those two games, was Jalen Clark?
Yeah, it was Clark.
Was the for the two games he didn't start?
Yeah, the most.
They were probably
games
the
of
first
year.
Two games. They were probably the first two games.
I don't care what games he started. Out.
Actually, it was one on January 26th and one on March 4th. So
exactly.
Random time.
March 4th. March 4th is an important day.
But he played his same amount of minutes. When did you ask? I don't know, Joey. Probably when you questioned my ball knowing. Anyways, no Jalen Clark. What? No Jalen Clark is...
Nobody has that.
No Jalen Clark has to...
Episode whatever the fuck of our season 2, Alex loses his fucking mind is how he thinks.
All right.
My name's Alex. I go on monologues and don't know ball.
I clearly know ball. You guys both are like...
You're in third place to pick him. You don't obviously know ball.
Amari Bailey. Came off the bench all year and you said it with such confidence. Because I wasn't even sure. I wasn't even totally sure. And you said it with total confidence and you were wrong.
Sorry, I knew it with vagity.
Fuck you and your vagity. I'm going to shove a vagity up your ass.
Okay, well,
Who did Joey pick?
We agree.
Who did Joey pick?
UCLA. All right,
I'm picking Gonzaga. Congratulations, you win.
Adam's going to put a bona on you.
All right, we're picking the rest because we have to finish our bracket. Alabama or Creighton? He's injured also. He tore his ACL in the last game or something.
That's awesome.
From the sideline.
All right, dude. Wait.
You picked
UCLA?
Yeah.
I picked UCLA for Adam Bona.
I'm going to Bona. No, I think he's hurt. I don't think he's playing.
I know, but he's still on the team.
Yeah, he's still on the team.
No, Adam Bona.
It's all falling apart.
Yeah, UCLA.
Oh, also, actually, maybe UCLA Jalen Suggs revenge game from when Jalen Suggs hit the half
court. No, nobody cares. Wait, no, switch back to
Gonzaga. He's on the Magic now.
Yeah, but he hit the half court.
You can't call it a Jalen Suggs revenge.
No, not like I'm saying UCLA's avenging when Jalen Suggs hit the half quarter to send them home in the Final Four. Nobody cares about that. They all were on the team. It's the same team.
No, UCLA's it's not.
They're missing
their best player, Juzang. Yeah, but Juzang. You know, other than that,
Harry Hawkins and Tiger Campbell are their best players now, and they were both there.
Okay, fine.
I think they want
whatever.
Drew Timmy was there.
We'll just throw Gonzaga through, so you don't throw a temper tantrum.
I don't care.
What?
I didn't. I wanted to decide who moved.
I know,
on.
But now I
gonna,
want Joey. Which one do I? Me and Joey can decide.
Who do we actually think is gonna win? Like straight up.
UCLA.
Who do you think's gonna win?
I don't know enough about the game to really make it.
Yeah, clearly.
They're more talented.
That's I didn't really care about.
I probably was gonna take that.
Wait, what?
Do you hear what he said?
What?
He said, yeah, obviously.
I don't care. He's in third place in Pick'em. He obviously didn't know a lot about most of the tournaments. And he would be in fourth if Jackson kept making picks. You're bailed.
I should be tied with Joey. The FAU thing should have been my point.
He's crying. Everybody would have had one more point if we all just didn't fucking ride because for fun. All right.
You're riding me.
Okay, yeah. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Who are we picking? Everyone give their honest vote of who's going to win the Gonzaga-UCLA game. I think Gonzaga's going to win. Like, straight up, I think Gonzaga.
So I have to decide?
I have no emotional attachment to
Jamie Hawkins and Gonzaga.
Gonzaga. All right, next.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. Wait, what was it?
No, we're not doing this again.
Timmy can't handle the bonus.
Gonzaga is going to win.
Yes.
Next year, it's going to be UCLA.
Next year, it's going to be UCLA, though. You said?
Next year.
By the way,
this year, it's going to be UCLA.
What is this fog setting in on the
All right, can we go?
This
can
is
we
ridiculous.
Hurry up.
Spooky.
Spooky dookie. All
right, what's next game? We'll go fast.
I think there's someone hanging over there.
Sit down, run.
All right.
Hold on.
You want to just make... Can we...
Hold on.
Can we go?
No. Alabama or Creighton?
We're going fast. Alabama,
speed,
Creighton.
Speed round.
Alabama.
Wait, what?
Bama.
Shut up, Joey! We're moving on because we said Alabama. Tennessee or Kansas State?
Kansas State.
All right, we're moving on. Miami Tennessee. Or Texas?
Texas.
Miami.
Miami. Oh, yeah, because Josh Powell thing. I have to pick Miami. It's because of the Josh Powell thing. UConn or Gonzaga?
UConn.
UConn's UCLA. Having a fun little run. What the fuck? I'll take Gonzaga, so we're in a tie.
UConn.
We have three people.
Joy.
UCLA Con.
Yeah, let's go.
It's not. I was going to pick UConn. All right, I already had UConn. Yeah. I was going to pick UConn, and then since he said UCLA, I wanted to make it a tie. Now we have to plead our case. Alabama or K-State? Alabama. Miami.
K-State.
It doesn't matter. This game doesn't matter. We're having a Colgate with Miami right now, are we not?
What is going on?
No, we're not.
What are we doing?
I thought we were
Alabama.
Alabama.
I thought we were
Miami or UConn?
Miami or UConn?
Miami.
Miami or Bama Bama?
Miami.
Miami.
For Josh Pollitt. Another false bracket to give you guys
How many total points? 567. Done. Submit. We win. Champion.
Okay.
It's done. It's over.
All right. That's another terrible bracket for you guys. Hopefully, it'll be a little better than the last one.
I mean, Jack followed our advice. Look at him.
You're right. Jack Pollitt. He's a butt beast.
Who the hell is Jack Pollitt?
He has a brother. He's a son. All right. That was episode whatever.
Hold on.
That's pretty popular. What else you want to say?
I wanted to say something. I forgot what it was. Ed Cooley is a snake.
Gentlemen.
Ed Cooley is a snake.
Ladies and gentlemen, that will be all.
I was really hoping, No, I had one thing. Fuck, what was I hoping? Alex lost his mind.
That was from the... that was the first video. Alright, that was it.
Oh, I remember. I wanted to figure
out who on UCLA
got hurt. I wanted to figure out who it was.
All right, and you can say that at the start of the next episode.
Oh, no.
All right, we will see you guys next time. Goodbye.
It was the...